Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Katie Linnendahl!
Wow, what an intro. That was grandiose.
I love seeing you here in studio.
I love being here in studio.
You're always so sunny and fun, and you always have cool stories and cool gadgets. But where do you stand?
What's the high four?
So,
can somebody explain this to me? Because can we start there?
We have
because
to.
I am actually the Guinness World Record holder, or I was for a moment, of the high five, most high fives in 1 minute.
No, you weren't.
100%.
No way.
Plaque in the El Kitchen O to prove
no
it.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
Well, it wasn't that great. It was one of those records where, like, I always wanted a Guinness World Record.
Sure.
Which is actually very hard to achieve because you have to have a Guinness World Record adjudicator on site. And, like, for the high-fiving, which I chose to do, because I'm really awkward. I don't like hugging people. So my whole life, I've been a high-fiver.
And I just went in for the hug earlier. So
was I awkward?
No.
But, I probably was awkward.
But does that mean that that was uncomfortable?
Probably. I probably internally got hot.
You've been
and then, like,
here
you're so cool,
so
I probably got extra hot.
Yeah, thanks so much. You've been here so many times, I just figured we were on the hug basis.
We're like totally on the hug basis, but I'm just awkward.
Okay.
I mean, I'm self-aware. Okay. You know, and then I do like the half C where it's like even makes it even worse.
Well, I give you a lot of credit for overcoming your fear because you gave me a full hug, so that's very nice.
Oh, good. That's extra special.
Yeah. So how did you know there was a record for most high fives?
Well, I always wanted a Guinness World Record, and it's like wanting to go to the Olympics. If you want to do that, like, I think I'm still going to go to the Olympics,
yeah.
So I pick, like, archery.
Yeah.
Like, what's achievable at this point?
Yes.
Not putting down archery.
No.
But, you know, what do you go for at this point? So I went for I love high-fiving people. It's been my thing.
That's
I don't like touching
thing.
People.
Okay.
I'm OCD.
Yeah.
So I went for the high five, and I found out, this is a true story, that a clown in the UK called Mr. Giggles had the record for the most high fives in 1 minute. And I was like, USA. And I took him on.
That is so patriotic of
you. I know. Thank you. I'm a very patriotic person.
And so do you remember what the record was?
Yes, I had 107 high fives in 1 minute, which may seem easy to achieve.
Well, that's...
Logistically...
That's nearly 2 a second.
Very challenging. Getting everybody in one room with the... You have to have a very proper high five.
Oh, wait a second. So you have to have 107 different people?
Oh, yeah, that was the challenge.
Oh,
that was the
I
hardest
thought it was
part.
Just like one person.
No.
Whoa.
You have to have them lined up, and then you're like hoping that these random people don't screw you over and, you know, half-ass high-five you.
And do like a psych.
Yeah. No, like
and
seriously.
And pull away the hand.
Because I had a few that didn't count.
Really?
Yeah.
So you had more than 107.
Oh, yeah.
But they tallied 107 officially
for you. Yeah,
because
some were not above proper length.
Wow, what's the proper length?
Hand was not fully extended. Got intense fast.
Wow.
But I got that damn plaque. That's all that matters.
I'm so proud
Very
of you.
Very competitive.
You are,
I can't walk across the street to Walgreens without like racing the guy next to me.
You are like the Walter Mitty of
the Walter Mitty.
Of everything. So I have to ask, what room did you book to have 107 people
yeah.
in there?
No, that's a good
a
question.
A wedding hall?
So I was hosting a show at the time for Spike TV. It was a pop culture gaming and tech show. And we rented out a room for our... It's under the MTV Viacom umbrella, you know. So we rented this massive room out, like above our cafeteria, and had all these random people come up that were so kind to donate their time to my achievements.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is mind-blowing
stuff. I got the plaque.
Katie Linnendahl joining us this morning here on the show. So the high four is bar manager with Mraz at St. Paddy's Day, comes over, thanks him for playing shuffleboard in the bar.
Okay.
Gives him a high five saying, thanks so much. In the middle of the high five, Mraz notices no ring finger on the manager. So
Went
for the high four. This spooked Mraz because there was a void where his ring finger was. So it was 5-on-4. Mraz believes he should have been warned before the high four was put up there.
Mraz, this seemed a little overanalyzed this year. You think I'm nuts?
You think?
It freaked me out a little. I wasn't prepared for it. It was caught up in the moment. I had this look of shock in my face.
Did you not get the memo in advance? Like, these are things that just happen and you don't think about them again.
I didn't
even know what a high four was.
Well, now I do, and I can't stop thinking about it.
You're messed up, man.
You were on the Today Show yesterday, and Rachel Ray, and you brought by Kid Gadgets, right?
Yes, lots of Kid Gadgets.
This is pretty cool.
I test so much tech and for all ages, and specifically this segment, I had about 9 Kids Gadgets to get through, from buildable robots to the Nintendo Labo. You guys are probably excited for. It's actually a new, it sounds totally boring. It's a new cardboard kit that Nintendo came out with that works in conjunction with the Switch. So it allows you to, there's 2 kits out. There's a variety kit and there's a robot kit. And people are like freaking out for this because it comes out in April. But it like mixes this digital and physical world together. So you build all this stuff with these cardboard pieces, which again, most fun you'll ever have with cardboard. And then you bring it to life. So you use the Joy-Con controllers in the Switch console. And you can actually step in and become a robot. Like, all these pieces assembled together to make different things. So that was really fun. It was like a sneak peek.
Yeah.
It's always fun when you get to, like, showcase stuff that's brand new, that's not out yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, I saw that you brought in some cool stuff to this show, which you always do. You always have the coolest things.
Well, yes. And I have been promising. Look at this.
Pete, the Body Bilotti.
Come on over, Pete, because I have had this. I hope there's still an expiration on it because, yeah, no, we're good. It's good till October. Super Mario cereal. This was limited edition.
Wow.
I have held on to this. You know how hard this was not to eat?
My
I got
God.
2 boxes exclusively from Nintendo, and come on in and get it because.
How about that? How about this? You know that Pete the Body Bilotti fancies himself as a Luigi guy
because
he believed that Luigi doesn't get enough respect or that Mario gets all the glory. It's so true. Super Mario cereal is mixed berry cereal with marshmallows. So
in power-ups.
Have you had this?
It's delicious.
Is it?
And on the front of the cereal box, if anybody is a Super Mario Odyssey player like myself.
Yeah.
This is so apropos, too, because we're going to be talking about esports. If you play Super Mario Odyssey, there's an amiibo on the front of the box.
Not an amiibo.
So you can scan it into your console. Limited edition amiibo.
Most of the things you say,
it probably means nothing to anybody.
Honestly, it goes right over my head.
Just roll with it.
But it sounds really cool.
And then I brought you some beard oil.
Ooh, and nice.
And also some news anchor hair wash that Duke Cannon sent back over.
Well, let me just tell you. You gave me for Christmas the Duke Cannon hair pomade.
Yes, okay? You were a fan of that. So
and
I brought more.
It's so good. It honestly is now going to be the only pomade that I ever use again. It is so good. Really, so good. And the lip balm.
It
was like a giant lip balm thing. And, you know, it was great.
I mean, you know, you never know what people are going to like.
Yes. I mean, it has still lasted me. I mean, this is a lip balm that has now lasted two and a half months. And the soaps last forever. We had a few listeners reach out and say, I want to get some of that Duke Cannon soap.
Oh, yeah.
Where can I get it? So I pointed them in the direction. I'm telling you, this soap lasts forever because it's huge. I mean, this brick.
It's called Big Ass Brick of Soap.
It looks like one of these, you know, stones on the street, like in Cobblestone Street here in New York.
It's true. And they have great scents to them. The one smells like Naval Supremacy.
I've used the bourbon.
Oh.
Smelled like Buffalo Trace bourbon. I was loving it. So I am so in on Duke Cannon. This is great.
Yay, good.
Beard oil, though. I don't have a beard.
Well.
I'll need to grow one.
There's always time, DA. Always time.
I'm going to grow a beard and just, you know, kind of put this into my beard as I watch Bilotti eat Super Mario cereal, and we'll be all cool.
He's happy right now.
Marshmallow mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Huge, 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 huge. Very cool. Thanks so much. This is so cool.
Totally.
All right. I love it. So what's going on in your world in terms of esports?
Oh, my goodness. So I have been covering. Are you guys familiar with esports and, like, professional gaming?
It's starting to get pretty hot. For those that don't know, NBA teams and MLS teams, soccer, basketball, they are hiring, they are scouting and hiring and employing teams to play video games that represent them. So it's like the New York Knicks, esports team.
That's 100% correct.
Esports team. And so it's not the players that you notice on the Knicks, but they're employees of the organization to play in tournaments representing the team. So sports and gaming is getting huge.
It's getting huge. And I mean, the stream count is insane. But to your point, too, in the world of sports, 17 NBA teams just drafted. They had a draft lottery just last week, and they actually have now professional gaming teams. And I just did a huge podcast on this with the Cleveland Cavs because I think they're one of the teams that are always first out the gate. When it comes to like technology pieces, I get as a reporter, I get tons of people pitching to me different story ideas. And the Cavs always, like when it comes to augmented reality and virtual reality, even though they have, you know, Quicken Loans is not the newest arena, if you will, but they're always implementing like really cool high-end technologies. And again, first out the gate. When I learned about they have a Cavs Legion gaming club, one of 17 teams in the NBA, and how they are approaching esports and professional gaming. If you haven't heard anything about pro gaming, it is the next big thing. I mean, it is just on a trajectory right now to explode. It's being discussed for the next Olympics. But when you look at the Cavs, it's wild. The Cavs, for example, have actually, they take it so seriously. And Dan Gilbert, in the way he approaches things and always like on the hunt for the next big thing and ahead of the curve, they are actually treating the pro gamers in their Cavs Legion Gaming Club. They have access to nutritionists. They have access to sports psychologists.
Which these guys need. They train like 18 hours a day.
Oh, see, that's interesting because it's become a really hot debate. If this is an esports pro gamer is an athlete.
Well, I don't know if I would say he's an athlete because it's more of a skill than an athletic.
They're saying yes. They're getting the same treatment as a professional athlete.
But CEOs should get the same treatment as professional athletes.
You think so?
I mean, people in high levels of power, influence, that are high pressure all the time should have the best nutrition available.
Do you get access
available
to massage therapy?
I do not.
Because you deserve it.
Well, thank you so much, Katie. I do not. But I really do believe this. I mean, you know.
Do you get protein shakes regularly? Like, where's his protein shake?
No, we get a free pizza every couple of Fridays,
there
actually.
You go.
So it's about it. But I will say those e-gamers and esports athletes or players, if you will, they have massive carpal tunnel problems.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
absolutely.
So, I mean, athletically, they do have they have to worry about their agility and their hand-eye. And there's a very limited age bracket that you can compete in because your hand-eye coordination, it just starts going down, I think, after the age of 25 or something like that. So, these kids, you've got to get everything in before, you're 21 years old.
Well, and it's interesting you talk about age, too, because I think one of the more fascinating sides of this is the 18 to 35 bracket. Speaking of age, audience that has been captivated by pro gaming is just blowing up. And with ratings across the board and TV going down and people trying to get creative and how they attract millennials, this is one way. I think NBA packages now, you'll probably in the next, if not year or 2 years, start seeing streaming gaming, whether it is NBA 2K or first-person shooter. I think that age bracket of who it's attracting is really important.
This is mind-blowing to everybody over the age of 35, and I admit to myself, and I'm nearly 40, it feels mind-blowing that we would televise video games, but it is coming.
It's selling out MSG.
It is so coming. It's so crazy, and it sounds nuts, but you're right. I don't know. NBA TV might already do this, but you're going to see NFL Network, NBA TV,
correct,
all these networks, they're going to broadcast kids playing video games.
Yes.
The video games will be those sports. But you will watch Madden, you will watch NBA 2K, and you will watch the best players in the world compete in these.
And I think they're crazy not to run that, just because so many people are interested in it. And by the way, the pots...
It's like built Twitch.
Yes.
Right? Twitch became a thing just because people watch e-gaming so much.
That's correct. I mean, YouTube gaming is big as well. But in terms of the money that can be made here, I mean, we're talking multi-million dollar pots. It's insane in terms of the money that these pro gamers can make. I was just reading an article that just broke 6 hours ago about there's one big pro gamer that's making $500,000 a month.
Oh my God, that's $6 million a year.
We picked the wrong profession,
no,
DA.
No kidding.
It's crazy.
That guy needs a masseuse. You make $6 million a year, you need a
masseuse.
Don't
worry, he's well taken care of.
I bet.
He's got a nutritionist. He's got a trainer. He's got therapy. Done.
Needs it all. More with Katie Linadal, including 10 questions.
Oh, I love that.
When we come back. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Talk 23 minutes past the hour. Thanks for being with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio and streaming at watchda.com. Watch the simulcast, watchda.com, in sparkling Technicolor as Katie Linedahl joins us in studio, our gadget guru.
Electronically ignorant.
The player of the week brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at a player who's getting it done this week. It's LeBron. How about LeBron going for 40, 12, and 10 last night on the Cavaliers' 7-point win over the Bucks? LeBron goes for 17 in the third quarter. He's the oldest player ever to have a triple-double with at least 40 points. At least that means as many years as he's been in the league. Nobody's ever done it 15 years or more in the NBA. He's playing 15 years. He goes for 40 points with a triple-double. Absolutely outrageous. The player of the week was brought to you by Grainger. Products and services you need when you need them. Grainger's got your back to help you keep your facility running. Grainger for the ones who get it done. Your travel schedule is incredible, and we'll get to 10 questions coming up here momentarily, but where are you off to next?
Oh my goodness, I'm off to Alaska.
Wow.
In just a couple days. God willing, the snowstorm that we're getting yet again.
Oh, the fourth nor'easter in 2 weeks?
Yeah, is the snowstorm DA?
No. I will scream if they ever name a snowstorm after me. I am so over snow at this point. It's almost April. Get us out into the spring.
Seriously. I'm a winter girl. I love the cold weather. And I'm like, you know what? You've kind of overstayed your welcome.
Yeah.
But we'll actually be shooting in Alaska. I'm doing a project with Canon for the Weather Channel. And we're filming the Northern Lights. And
wow.
We're actually, I can't even complain about the snowstorm because the weather there, we're literally going to the North Pole of Alaska, where people send their mail to Santa.
Really?
Yeah, and it supposedly, though, gets somewhere down below negative 20 at night, and we're going to be out shooting for about 6-7 hours, so it'll be interesting. If I come back alive, we'll have to chat about it. And then, you know, I'll be real pissed if there's no Northern Lights, by the way, because I've chased them quite a few times on projects and to no avails.
Really?
I've only seen them, like, once, and it's iffy if it was that.
Oh, so
this will be interesting. It's hard. It's like a bucket list for a lot of people. But
oh, absolutely.
Supposedly, this is the time in North Pole, Alaska, to catch the Northern Lights. So it'll be a really fun project with Canon.
That is awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
Let's strike up the band. It's time for 10 questions.
Yeah.
It's time for America's favorite game show, where we tell the studio guest what they should think. It's 10 questions, not taped in front of a live studio audience.
In a recent Instagram post and Twitter post, you slow motion walked into a room with your gal pals.
That's true.
So question number one, have you always dreamt of walking into a room like Charlie's Angels?
Oh, I've dreamt of walking into a room with my own entrance song. Oh, look at that sound effect.
And what would the entrance song be?
It'd have to be something custom. I don't want to, like, you know, recycle somebody's music.
Well.
Right?
So you need original score when you walk in.
You know, maybe the first time out, I would vibe something that's already out there. But yeah, I would prefer an original composition.
Totally understandable. Number two, if you were a member of Charlie's Angels, which Charlie's Angel would you be? I can give you the options.
Okay, but is there, like, a tech angel?
I don't know. Well,
there's like a cyborg. Come on, that's like very.
Yeah, there should
current.
Be one that has the tech stuff,
yeah.
But maybe this is before
like
tech.
Like a batarang?
Yes, because there was Farrah Fawcett, Kate Jackson, Jacqueline Smith, and Cheryl Ladd of the original TV series. And then there was Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, and Lucy Liu in the movies. So do you resonate with any of
no.
those?
No.
That's the correct answer.
Thank you. Cool. I want to be like the new modern one that smells like new electronics. It has like lots of gadgets. Is that cool?
So you want to be the Charlie's Angel that has a batarang and smells
yeah.
like a new Magnavox TV.
Yeah, you know the scent of like new electronics? That's hot.
That is
for
so,
some of us.
That is. I wonder if Duke Cannon does that scent.
Don't sell that off. That's a good idea. Fresh electronics smell.
Yes,
that's
yeah.
going to be my perfume.
Fresh iPod.
A la de toilette.
Fresh iPod.
Yeah.
Fresh. Yeah. Oh, I'm wearing the new Amazon Echo. Number three. I saw you on Twitter playing a recorder
for
St. Patty's Day. Is that a flute?
It's not a recorder, man. It's an Irish whistle. It's an instrument I take very seriously.
Okay, I am so sorry. What?
I did. I taught myself this instrument like 2 months. I have like a private instructor and everything. I'm like, I watched the Coors one night. for like 4 hours binge on YouTube. It was like 5 a.m. and I was like, I'm going to learn how to play that tomorrow. Tomorrow, because I'm in charge of my schedule. And damn it, I did. Yep.
So you learned the Irish whistle, which I just compared to a 5-year-old plastic.
Yeah, you're like a $4 recorder where you're like BAG. We all grew up playing in like grade school. Thanks a lot for just demeaning my life goals.
So now you're an expert of the.
I played in the. Did you see my friend in the bagpipes?
Yes.
In the fiddle?
Yes.
Yeah. Musical composition right there.
So you're outrageous.
I get ideas and I have to commit to them.
I know. The level of achievement that you were constantly striving for is remarkable. So my question is, if you were to perform the Irish whistle at Carnegie Hall, which song would you be performing?
Oh, see, this isn't going to mean much to anybody, but there's this crazy, really fast one called Toss the Feathers by the Corrs. Well, it's not by the Corrs, but they play it well. I'm going with that.
The Corrs had like one hit in 2001.
Yeah. That's because you know all the like pop stuff.
Correct.
They're correct. Legit. Like if you get into their music.
Wow.
Again, about 3% of people are on board with anything I'm saying. We, at least I'm self-aware.
We have you on for a half hour every so often, and probably 27 minutes of that, people are like, what is she talking about?
Come on! Well, guess what? Next time I come in, 30 of it are going to be me playing the tin whistle. And you're all going to enjoy it, and ratings are going to be down. But I don't care.
I'll tell you, everybody understood Super Mario cereal. That was the one thing we all got. Number four, what color glasses reflect your mood best?
These ones glow in the dark, so I would go with this new pair.
So those are kind of bright orange?
Bright neon. Yeah, they're like neon orange.
Okay. Number five, what's the best Rocky movie?
Rocky V?
Rocky V is usually considered one of the worst, so.
I am the epic fail.
You were just guessing, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
you know what? Always go with one.
Honest.
Just always go with the first.
You're right.
We would have accepted.
Life lesson just learned.
We would have accepted 2 or 4 as well.
Understood. Okay. I'll take that one. That one's on me, guys. That one's on me.
Number six, bagpipes. Awesome or annoying?
Awesome.
That's the correct answer. Number seven, you recently met a squirrel whisperer. If you could whisper to one animal, what would it be?
A goat.
The goat whisperer.
I love goats.
The goat whisperer. Mm-hmm. Ask them why they eat old leather cans.
Cliff hanging, tin can eating. I can't get enough. I dig it.
Number eight. What's the next Guinness World Record you will achieve?
Oh, man. Oh, there's so many wacky ones out there now. Mm-hmm. I might have to get my record back because after I heard that somebody had surpassed me, I felt a little competitive. Surprise. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, my parents were like, $200,000 education there. Most high fives in 1 minute. We're super proud. Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Number nine, are you more excited for Comic-Con or the new XFL?
Oh, the XFL.
That's the correct answer.
Okay, good. I've been to Comic-Con. I haven't been to an XFL game.
And
he hate me. I'm getting the jersey.
And you're a big wrestling fan as well. So yes. Tie Vince McMahon back into football.
Oh, I'm so pumped for that.
Nice.
I thought he did a great... This when he announced it.
Yeah. His,
press conference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Tomorrow we're going to work on shapes and colors. I mean, press conference. That was a hard one.
Number 10. Jeez. Final question. What's the best Mario video game of all time?
Mario Kart, but then Super Mario Odyssey, which I'm so close to beating right now.
We'll accept Super Mario Kart. We were looking for Super Mario 3.
That's subjective. Again, I understand this is 10 questions where you tell us what to think, but that's I don't like.
Well, Super Mario 3, Super Mario turns into a raccoon that flies.
I see where you're going.
So that's hard to top.
But Super Mario Odyssey, really?
Yeah, I never played that.
Oh, so good.
Katie Lindendahl, she's our tech and gadget guru. You can follow her on all of her social media channels at Katie Lindendahl. And you're all over the place. You're crushing it as always. You can see on the Today Show regularly and Rachel Ray Show. And you're going to go to the Northern Lights. So you're
May come back alive.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll be alive next time we see you. And, you know, I wish you the best.
Thanks
Godspeed.
So much. Thank you. I got all my heated gear out. I'm ready.
I love it. Katie, you're the best. Thanks so much for coming by.
I always love joining you guys. You're the best.
Katie Lindendahl joining us this morning here on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.